In the feed tonight is another Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast adventure. Session 48 takes up with our usual cast. Richard as young Jean-Lou, Sharon as Dr. Beauchamp, Jameis as Luke Villeneuve, and Chris, who usually plays Eddie Guff, could not make it for this session. If you haven't already, join us on our Google group, look for Of Steam, Steel, and Murder. Nothing new to report, and the mailbag has been empty for some time. So, here it is, Session 48, Part 1. Anyway, so we are back with another Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast adventure. This is session 49, and with us tonight...
Oh, 48. Last week was 47 and three quarters. Said so yourself.
Well, I'm renaming that. All right, 47. It'll go directly into the podcast notes as 47 and three quarters. Put that in here. Session notes... Call it 47 and three quarters. Okay.
So session 40. We're doing anyway, so it doesn't matter.
So with us tonight, playing the character of Sarah Beauchamp is...
Hey, this is Sharon. I'm playing Sarah Beauchamp, Doctor Extraordinaire. And my cards this evening are perfect timing. Pay a Benny to search through the remaining adventure deck and take any one card of your choice. Ace, play instead of rolling to make a trait test with a single automatic raise. Dress to kill, your hero dresses up, is on for the night, or otherwise far more attractive or charismatic than usual. Add +4 to your charisma for the duration of the current scene. Spill the beans. The subject of your questioning tells you everything you want to know, whether by friendly persuasion, intimidation, or force. And finally, villainous verbosity. Play to make an opposing wild card lose his next action by gloating or talking about his master plan.
All right. And Luke Villeneuve, as played by...
This is Jameis playing Luke Villeneuve. Possibly it should be pronounced Villeneuve, but I always go with Villeneuve. The cards I have... Lit Settlers, leading over a combat round with no jokers, no character can soak wounds until a joker is drawn. Extra effort, add a d6 to any trait roll, which may ace. Unexpected insight, if you're fighting a non-human creature, you either get to know one of its weakness or add +2 to your attack and damage rolls. Hot Iron and Whiskey, heal one wound but gain a scar. And Quick Funeral, play on somebody who's died and they come back harrowed. Yay!
All right, and playing young Jean-Lou.
Oh, that's me. Hi, I'm Richard. And the cards that I have tonight for the poor, simple, humble martial artist to play with are Flesh Wound. Play to cause a wounded extra to stand up unshaken, unharmed. Love Interest. To make a love interest in an NPC interested in you. Turncoat. Bribe somebody on the enemy side to do some sort of small favor. Get a clue. Play this card to get a clue from the game master for some advice or hint on how to resolve a current predicament or problem. Teamwork. Get +4 to your next trait rolls and anybody standing next to you spurred on. Character's travel distance is doubled for a day, or one character gains double pace for one round. And that's all of them.
All right. And so there were some new additions to the Fantasy Grounds module, in particular the adventure cards and a few other things. So if we ooh and ah through this session as we find things, there we go. That's why Richard just found that apparently now on the character tab, you can see how many cards you're allowed to play from your adventure cards. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't believe that was there before.
It definitely wasn't. I now know which update this is, as I've talked to the guy who was updating it. There we go.
All right, so what happened last time? Oh, and yes, unfortunately, Chris will not be joining us tonight, as Eddie Guff will be spending a little me time. And we won't, his character will be picking off fleas or something in the hotel as we adventure on today.
Bad dog. Mm-hmm. Stay.
So, in session 47 three quarters,
That was a session where we interviewed the German scientist to find out what was going on, made him break his contract, and then ran off to the bait shop, or had him shipped back to the Van Dorens, and then ran off to the bait shop to find Santa Anna's leg. Found the leg and ran away before any of Santa Anna's men could interrupt us or do anything about it.
No, there you go.
And session recap. That really was it.
Pretty much. Yeah, those were the two main things. Shuffling off Schaftheim, Schaftheim's student anyway, and getting Santa Anna's legs.
And we released the demon.
Yeah,
so there's
there we go. Yeah, yeah.
And I got some dragon bait.
Yes, you got some dragon chum.
Doesn't seem to work, though.
Very big sharks.
Mm. All right, so you are back in Perdition, where you are cooling your heels for a while. Seems like most of the big players in town are off right now and don't have
to be. Not only our heels, also Santa Anna's heel.
You got it in a little bath, little ice water bath.
Do we?
It was just a wooden leg, wasn't it?
Yeah. It's made of cork. It's actually a very nice leg. He paid $1,300 for it from a shop in New York.
Wow.
If I got that device off what's-his-name, I'll try it on the leg.
Yes, you do have the device. And yes, it does. It ticks very high on the little scale, which you're not quite sure what the little number's reading. But, of course, the higher numbers must be bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as I explained on the boat on the way here, my plan was to deliver this to Santa Anna and tell them, hey, leave Perdition alone, please. We have found the leg that you could not find. Which we did, because there was not a sight of any of the Santa Anna's men at the bait shop when we were there.
Not in the least bit, no.
Nope. I didn't at all roll double ones and miss all of that. Nope. Yes. Well, that is my plan. Unless other people have better plans.
Yep.
But I find that hard to believe.
That sounds like a good plan.
According to the meter, it's giving off a very high reading. You're not exactly sure what the readings mean. For instance, Eddie gives you something, a little bit less than halfway reading. Sarah gives you a little bit more than Eddie does.
Why would Sarah give me anything?
I don't know.
Sarah doesn't give anything. Sarah's reading was dead the last time we did it. It was zero, I mean.
Ah, yes, okay. All right, fair enough.
Which which we didn't put two and two together and make mean dead at all.
How can I be dead? I'm sitting here talking to you.
Exactly. We know nothing about this.
Her lungs and heart might actually be functioning currently.
Yes.
Might.
I bet if she's remembered them or not.
And I can't remember. Did we? I think we scanned the walking stick of Grimes as well.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it read.
Yeah, also reads quite high. Very similar to the leg, actually.
Huh, interesting.
There's something about giving over this powerful artifact to JQ random person who's rampaging through the land. Just doesn't seem that quite right.
Well, he has not rampaged through the land at all. He has attacked the people who, well, the armies that have been attacking him.
And been taking supplies from places?
Yes. I understand that. But he will continue to do this. And sneaky face gets put on. I wonder if we were going to go into Lost Angels in order to do something that you were talking about. Perhaps if we were to leave it somewhere in Lost Angels and then spread rumors about how it got shipped there. Maybe then Santa Anna would attack Lost Angels for us.
Is there silence in the room?
Nobody has anything to say to that at all?
I'm not sure that's going to be a really effective way to do this. It involves us sneaking into Los Angeles. Then it would involve us leaving some sort of proof, or obtaining or manufacturing some sort of proof that it's actually there.
I do not know that there was any proof that the leg was in the bait shop beforehand, and we can go into Los Angeles just by walking in when they have one of their come and eat all of our food, meat and greet things that they hold every so often.
Eddie's the only person that has a chance of being recognized since he was being held prisoner in their basically their dungeons there. The rest of you,
Well, I mean, we assaulted the graveyard or dumping grounds as well. I don't know if anybody who saw our faces would have been had survived that. I can't remember where we got the skull from.
Yep, that wasn't in the city of Lost Angels, so maybe right. Not. Maybe not.
Right, but I assume the people who, I mean, they were lost, they were part of his flock.
Mm-hmm.
So presumably they didn't just go, well, let's not tell anybody, because...
Or maybe they did.
Hearing the repercussions.
But yeah, Eddie, that would be a great reason why Eddie may not partake in what's happening today, is that he might be more recognizable than anyone else, seeing as they were holding him as a prisoner. But as Young points out, it's easy enough to get into Lost Angels. I mean, they invite people to come and join their congregation, and they have the open mealtime events. And now with an agreement apparently made with Hellstrom, they are a major supply area as railroad is running into Lost Angels now.
Yes.
So yes, okay. It does give you some options for things to think of anyway.
But still feel that we're probably going to be asked to provide some sort of proof.
Of what?
That, yeah, we found your leg. Yeah, it's in Lost Angeles.
I don't propose to tell them. I propose to spread rumors.
Ah, okay. Now I have...
I mean, presumably that is how they got the news to begin with of the bait shop.
I will mention something, though, that it may come to mind is if you do want to have Anna's army cause some problems with Lost Angels, looking around, Perdition is actually one of the closest towns that's going to provide them with resources in a staging area for an attack upon Lost Angels.
Yep, so it is.
Wasn't there a shooter we made friends with who was a Mexican?
Yes, he's now part of Luke's staff.
We could ask him what he knows about Santa Ana and the League.
Yes.
Yeah, let's go do that.
Yep, give me just a second here. I wrote all their names down in my notes. Now I just have to find those notes.
I want to say Santiago de la Hara. But let me go back.
Yep, here he is, Santiago. Yep, there he is with his Winchester 73 and bayonet. Yeah, he was something of a sharpshooter.
Yes, he was on top of the of a building trying to possibly shoot the preacher who was talking.
Yep, he's now been deputized and is working under the sheriff these days.
All right, we'll go find him.
Easy enough. Take a short walk on down to sheriff's office. He is, in fact, manning the desk right now with sheriff being out of town. Slow day. He's got his heels kicked up on a desk, keeping himself cool with a silk fan from Fan Shan as he's going over some paperwork. Hola! He waves you all in.
Hello. I'd like to have a chat with you about some of your fellow countrymen.
Oh, yes. Coming in from the heat.
Yes. You come in.
Yes, it's even warmer inside.
Oh, good. I'm glad I got out of that hot sun into this hot office.
Pour some coffee out for everybody, adding more to the heat.
Give me tea.
Ah, yeah, he's got a little box of loose leaf tea. Zane favors it as well. It's his private stash. Not so private. Yeah. Provided a cup of tea. Zane's got good taste, apparently. Well, what do you want to know?
So Santa Anna and this league that he's after. So there's the Santa Anna's league, or is it someone else's?
No, it's his leg. So, yeah.
It's Santa Anna's league. So Santa Anna's after his own league. I've lost track of what's going on. I've lost the plot.
Yes, yeah. He had it shut off during an engagement. He had a cabinet maker in New York make one for him. There's lots of stories around that leg.
Yes.
He's standing up, sipping his coffee. There's not really any place for you guys to sit here. I mean, the whole place is made to make people feel uncomfortable when they're in the office. So he stands to be civil, you know, so he stands with you and sips his coffee.
There does seem to be some power about it. Do you know what would happen if he, say, got it back?
Well, legends say that any army led by Santa Anna is undefeatable. When he had his leg, he never lost. Never took a fatal wound either when he had his leg. He's been wounded since.
So he's a full bubble of Luke chopping off his leg and putting the leg on. Take that, Grimes!
Yeah, a little metagaming. They actually tell you what happens if someone tries that.
Yeah. Gonna be like, what's his name's head?
Vecna.
Vecna.
Right, so, he's like, oh, these are legends, of course, but as the legends say, he's never lost a battle when his men were under his command and he had his leg. Maybe it was luck. Maybe it just boosts his machismo. I can see how a man would feel himself less of a leader without a leg.
I think him getting it back would be a good thing.
Hold on a second. Let's see what he knows about the current. From what I understand, he has sworn an oath to take back Texas. Other than that, how do you feel about Texas?
I don't feel that worried about Texas. I'm not from the South.
It was a territory that was taken under his command. He's sworn an oath to take it back. Other than that, I've never served under the man, of course, but I understand that he's a fair, good commander. Unlike some other leaders, he doesn't hate you white people, and he just wants his land back.
So why is he tramping through California then?
To try and get his leg.
But it's not Texas.
Right, but he wants his leg.
Santiago shrugs and says yes.
I mean, would you not tramp through a country other than the one which you wanted to conquer to get back your steam wagon? Somebody took it away? Or dragon?
I was thinking you were going to say his finger.
I thought you were going to say my goggles.
There you go.
I was trying to think of something that you would have gone for, and it was steam wagon was the first thing that sprang to mind.
Well, if he wanted to wage war and take back Texas, he would want his leg.
How do we feel about Texas?
It's a powerful symbol.
Look at the other two.
I'm just going to stop doing accents. Bert needs to take some courses on accents.
It's awesome. It doesn't matter that they're weird or wrong. I mean, mine are all weird and wrong, and you don't hear me stop doing them. So, hey.
They just drift. They go from Spanish to suddenly Norwegian or Russian. That's just how it is.
Right. That's part of the fun.
You were doing excellent. Since when?
Since you shut up.
Yeah, but I look at the other two. How do you feel about Texas?
He shrugs. He says, "Yeah, it's as long as my CT is safe. Yeah. What do I care of Texas?"
Is there something we want from Texas? Does Van Dorn have any presence in Texas?
I'm sure they have. Yeah, they probably have some people around that area. They don't have an official office there or anything. Most of the Van Dorn agency is back east.
Yeah. So we could potentially end war here in California if we don't mind war in Texas.
There will always be war in the world. The trick is for the war not to be near you.
In that case, it seems like your plan is the wise one there, Young. Only we can expand it a bit.
So, of course, it was wise. It was given to me by the dragon.
As he's tracking your conversation, he kind of is like, "So you have his leg?"
You could say that.
Well, these armies, they're becoming a problem in this area. We have taken what precautions we can here. So far, not so bad, but I understand. Lost Angels, it is something he wants.
What? What's it with Lost Angels?
Yes.
He shrugs. It's just rumors. He's looking for something. Maybe this leg.
Well, I mean, he was asking about this place, where the leg was.
This place?
No, not this place. The place where the leg was. He was asking about that. That is how we knew to go there. And we beat them there. And got the leg.
No, you have the leg.
I can now give it to him. Or something else.
So, can I see it? Not every day you see a $1,300 leg.
Look at my own legs.
Any comment from Sarah?
No comment. I'm just listening to you two and drinking my tea, nibbling on a piece of beef jerky.
Always with the food, with the meat there. Why?
I just like to nibble a lot.
Okay.
And yet, her girlish figure doesn't seem to expand in the least.
Doesn't change at all for some strange reason.
Well, if you have such an artifact, please remove it from the town.
Is that an official stance?
We already fear that they will come and take our livestock, food, perhaps use us for housing here. Any reason to make them go elsewhere should be elsewhere, yes? Yeah. Give it to him and let them be on his way. That's what I say. Texas.
Now I really want you to do another campaign set in Texas where we all go, "Oh, these people have sent these Mexicans to us to attack us." Well, I shrugged.
Just from a metagame point of view, there's no reason for us not to do this, really. I can't see much reason for us not to do this.
No.
Most likely we're missing some information somewhere along the line, which would change it, but right now, go away. Have this league and go away.
Yeah, it's as a workable plan as any other one we've come up with, which would be precisely none. So, yes.
Santiago's just nodding along. Give it to him. Wash your hands. Be on your way.
On the other hand, we are supposed to be, you know, vendor agencies making less fear around the world. Well, country.
Pretty certain we're just meant to investigate the things that we are told to investigate for profit. And I do not know that we could fight a war on two fronts.
As Santiago continues to fan himself with the silk fan, he's looking up. Someone should really make something that goes on the ceiling and turns around, moves the air. Be wonderful.
I'm not seeing it. Yeah, there'll be steam power, so have all the steam from the office as well.
This makes my arm tired.
All ghost rock powered. All the screaming. It's cool with screaming.
It's 10 degrees cooler if you can handle the screaming.
Yeah.
Well, that is my advice. Can't offer anything more. I can tell you where our scouts say a fairly large encampment is. He unrolls a map, shows you, over, about 8, maybe 10 miles away. He's like, oh, over here, our scouts are saying they are make a camp.
Is it cooler elsewhere?
It's cooler outside. Step out the door.
Is it cooler in the hotel that we are registered in?
Yeah, it tends to be.
Well, then, do we need to speak to Santiago anymore?
I don't think so.
Starwipe, we are in the hotel drinking proper tea, or drinking more refined tea, I guess, yes. And ordering ice cold lemonades or whatever.
Yes, the place you're staying has access to ice blocks, which they use to chill things.
Sarah will be
lemonade,
having a nice cold
tea, coffee.
Yeah. A nice cold lemonade.
There we go. All right. So having lunch, continue your discussions. With the railhead being more open than the last time you were through here, there's a bit more guests. Looks like many people from back east coming this way, perhaps looking for investments. But the hotel is a bit more full today. All well-dressed, seemingly well-to-do folk.
From Texas saying, hey, isn't it great that we come from Texas?
Yes or no. I mean, this is what it boils down to.
Yeah. I think there's something we're missing, but I can't see a reason not to do it now, but it's just going to put off what's happening.
It is? Why?
It's going to cause it to happen somewhere else. It's not going to stop it happening, it's just going to cause it to happen somewhere else.
Is that a bad thing?
We could destroy the league.
Reasonably certain he would try and hunt down... Well, he will still be hunting down the people... The lake.
Just to throw it out there, you guys did a little research last time, or somebody made a history roll run. So what you know about the loss of the leg, if this makes any difference to you at all, which it may or may not, is that he lost the leg in the Battle of Cerro Gordo, 1847. He was surprised. Basically, it was a raid, and he was forced to flee very quickly from the battlefield, leaving behind 18,000 in gold, a roasted chicken lunch, and his leg.
Wait, in 1847?
That's probably the real history. Sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We don't distinguish.
I mean, that makes him 50.
40 years older. Yeah.
30 years.
Oh yeah. He is an older man at this point.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that is Deadlands specific. It doesn't say that this is.
So that makes him happened. Maybe 50. I would expect. Mm-hmm.
So the leg ended up returning with a bunch of soldiers from Illinois. It ended up in the Springfield Museum, and was stolen at some point. And apparently, somehow, it made its way to the bait shop.
Hmm. Another question to ask is, why now?
The same reason any of these things have happened when we have been around. Because bad times.
But also with that history, so he had the leg before that time, had a had many military successes. Him losing the leg may be attributed to why larger swaths of Texas were annexed, were taken over. And you've also, like, as you puzzled out, he's getting to be older. If he's trying to make good on his obligation to take back Texas, he's not got a lot of time. Yeah, just some things to ponder.
I mean, I am for giving it back, unless anybody can say anything else against it. I mean, nothing I have heard today is a reason not to.
Yeah, I'm in favor of giving it back. It'll buy us some goodwill.
Yeah, I just think there's something we're missing, but I have no idea what it is or how to find it, so I got nothing.
Wimitai, you have been silent on this. Do you just not care that people will be killing white people? Are you just upset that you will not be there?
She shrugs and says, both the Spaniards and the whites took over land from the Indians that originally lived there. What difference is it to me?
Well, there we go. Nobody cares, essentially.
No Texans might. In the party.
Yeah. The Texans might care.
You know, there's been significantly less people trying to stop us from doing actions for silly reasons since the preacher left our party.
You might say your conscience has fled.
Yep.
He had a shot to be here tonight to tell us, but no. Okay, fine. What are we going to ask him to do?
Well, it seems like he is going to leave. I mean, if we have read the situation correctly.
Mm-hmm. So we take the leg with us, or leave it somewhere that we can say, oh, here it is?
Leave it somewhere else to begin with, just to say. In case they just shoot us and take it. Because, well, I don't know. I mean, I wonder if we can get an audience with Santa Ana. Presumably so.
Yeah, all right. Let's try that.
All right. Well, you have a location where you know there's a contingent of his troops stationed. Several miles outside of town. You want to head for that?
Right, yeah.
That sounds good.
How far away was the caves where the ghouls were?
Maybe a mile, 2 miles outside of town.
No, it took us hours to get there.
Yeah,
now I'm thinking about it. So, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I was going to say, hey, we could dump it off there, but I mean, if it's going to take us almost a day to go. Yeah, if it takes us half a day to get there and half a day to get back, I don't know that it's worth it.
Yeah, yeah, actually, it's secure. It's about 40 miles to where those hills are. So, yeah, looking at the map for California. Here, I'll share the sheet back if you don't still have it in your systems. So, from Perdition here to the caves, which are here.
Yeah, oh, wow. Okay. That's quite a way away.
Hmm. I'll leave with Eddie to gnaw on and we go see Santa Ana.
That's true.
We send Eddie to the caves. Mm-hmm. Hey, Eddie, go and deliver this to the caves that you've never been to.
It is made of cork. There's little chance it'll eat it.
Yeah. Take it out there, bury it. Go on, boy. Go on. I mean, just to ensure that they don't come into the town and raid the town and say, hey, you must have left the leg here.
Well, you can certainly do that. That'll give Eddie something, his character, something
reason
to do.
Reason to be away.
Yeah. Yep. You can leave town with the leg.
All right, let's do that. Look, I've got a quick funeral card. No matter what happens, I'm still around.
I shoot you in the head, so the quick funeral card doesn't apply. There we go.
Between you and Sarah, you'll be buying up all the beef jerky in every town you come across. That's all right. So,
what do you think Dragon's eating?
Dragon looks like he's getting a little plump these days. He's eating something.
Dragon should be like almost circular, almost like round by now.
Yeah, you've noticed a lack of rodents in any of the places you've been staying in, so yeah.
We'll go into town on our horses, riding in, and we're going, there's this giant furry tumbleweed coming alongside with them.
All right, so Eddie will head out with the leg just to get it out of the city and make arrangements to meet back with you. Where and how long?
He'd just go back to Perdition.
Okay.
He'd dump it off in the cave, and then he can be back in Perdition, and we can say, hey, look, it's going to take us a couple of days to get the leg, but we got it. We stashed it somewhere safe, and then we can just go and pick it up or direct them to it, even if we needed to.
Yeah. I mean, there are no ghouls anymore. There might still be giant beavers, but there's no ghouls.
Yeah.
All right.
Even if there are ghouls, that's their problem, not ours.
Yeah. True. But they might kill the beavers.
Oh, then we sacrifice ourselves to save the beavers.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we get it back out there.
All right. We've got some weird sense of priorities in this party.
Horseback, or are you going by steam car?
Steam car.
All right.
I think we go almost everywhere by steam car. Or ship
if
anymore.
Nothing else, we get a fast movement of transport and get some armor. So, right. Yeah, our steam car.
So, who's up front in the wagon?
Me, obviously, because I have to drive the thing.
Yep. Anyone else?
Just him.
There may be no room with Dragon beside me.
All right. Well, you give me a notice roll.
Woo! Remember, I'm a scout, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and add in any extras you get for that.
There's a +2 to avoid ambushes or something. Uh-huh. Oh, that's not brilliant. Scout. That's a face card while traveling. Da-da-da-da. +2 to notice rolls made to avoid surprise in tactical situations.
That's perfect. You can use that. So that'll give you, ends up giving you about a 7.
Yeah, it does make a lot.
All right. All right. Not quite a race, but good enough to tell that as you're traveling towards this encampment that you were told about, that he definitely has some scouts ahead. You know that there are likely soldiers that are lying out disguised along the rugged countryside, making use of holes in the ground and a bit of scrub brush to cover up. So you pass at least 2 of these along the way. So, yeah, you notice that.
To bring a white flag or anything? No? Okay.
So I'm going to say, you notice this about a mile off from where the encampment is.
I always have medical bag and bandages if you really want one.
Mm-hmm. And you can see they're kind of sprawled out ahead of you. It's fairly flat terrain, so you've got good visibility. So you can see upwards of that mile that you've got left to go. There are several tents set up. It looks to be... this is not the main body of his army that you had seen before and had been reported to you. This looked like it might be company disguised.
Was an ex-military man, I know, something of that sort of thing.
Yep. And so you expect that you've just passed their pickets, people set up on guard. You're probably going to come across something a bit more than just look out soon. So what do? You want to just drive right in or...
slowly, and if someone steps out and says, hey, stop that, then fine. I will also have a young one standby because he's the only one actually speaks Mexican.
Yep. Yes, I had forgotten that. You do not speak that, do you?
Yes.
I don't speak none, at least I speak French, then hey, I'm fine. But
all right, yeah. So you slow down, roll a bit further, and sure enough, you do have a 5-man group that steps out, rifles, and center guy holds his hand up.
I stop before him. I don't run him down.
Right. They encircle the wagon. They've got their rifles at the ready. Wagons, they spread out around your wagon. And he, Mexicali, Mexicali, he speaks out in a language you can't understand. Inside, young, so he's essentially saying, state your business.
Bonjour, bonjour.
I will open the door and get out. And when I hear.
All right. Several rifles trained on
you. They're speaking plainly and civilly. Can you not understand them? No? And then
you speak louder if they can't understand you.
Mm-hmm. That always works.
Greetings. We are here to see your leader, the great and powerful Santa Ana.
We
have heard he is looking for an object.
He taps his hat. See, Santa Ana, he's no here. Lieutenant Antonio de Caldera is leader of this regiment. What business do you have?
Oh, where is Santa Ana then? We had business with him.
he kind of smirks and then covers it up real quick as he says he's looking for his leg.
And where is he?
He shrugs, and that's not the information I should be telling you. What do you need?
You have told us he is not here. Then I guess we have no business with you.
He shrugs and says, are you here to trade? We have need of beef.
I will turn and talk to the others. Hey, Santa Ana's not here. What do we do, guys?
Can they take us to him?
Eggs! We need eggs!
They would not tell me where he was. They merely said he was looking for his leg.
Can they go and get him?
He's not here.
Yes, so can they go and get him?
So or can you... Here. Or can you send word to him that we might have some information for him?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. I translate these questions for everyone. I will be on translator duty, translating the things that people say they want asking there. But I will also ask questions myself. Yeah.
All right, so what do you ask him? Or he's saying he thinks that you're here to trade.
I have said we have business with Santa Ana. Where is Santa Ana? And he has said, we're not going to tell you that. And they have said, can they send word to tell him to Santa Ana to come here?
Or take us to him.
He will not come for no reason. Who are you? Who do you represent? Or who are you to him?
We are people who can help him. We are people who... I have already said that we have something he is looking for.
He's only looking for one. You speak to our lieutenant. If he believes you, he will reach Santa Ana. You no see him any other way. You may be bait. You may be trying to draw him out to kill him. If the lieutenant says you have something, you send it.
Okay, let's get on with it.
I shrug and... Sure.
Yeah.
I'll explain the situation to the others. I'm translating anyway, so blur.
Yep. They motion you forward, kind of slow pace. They keep surrounding you on front, sides, and back. They're alert, but they're not pointing the guns directly at anyone. He motions you to follow into the camp. And with your rep with you, no one really pays you too much attention. He points you where to park, and he sends someone ahead to a pavilion-style tent. Looks like the command center is towards the middle of the encampment, and all the soldiers are kind of arranged around it in a roughly circular fashion. Not too much longer. A well-dressed individual approaches you. He has many medals on his left and right chest. He is, despite the heat, he seems to be cool and dry. He is not quite middle-aged. He is, other than a slight paunch, he seems to be in good shape. He has a cavalry cutlass at his side and a bullwhip on the other. And he approaches. Hola!
What was his name again? What do they call him?
He said that the lieutenant's name was Antonio de Caldera.
Okay, so thank God it wasn't the fictional name that we made up. That Sarah was the wife of back in Santa.
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, I know. I was just saying,
you have my wife.
Tony of the Bowl.
I do not remember marrying that one, but if you say it's mine, it is mine. Alright, well, he approaches. Now, I assume that no one is obviously armed. I mean, you have your guns with you and such.
Well, we've got our guns with us as we normally do, you know, but we're not haven't drawn them out. We're not our hands not full of guns or anything.
It's a warm day for discussions. Please get to the point. My man here says you have something for the great commander. Information. Provisions.
What language is he speaking?
Well, since you seem to understand Spanish, he's speaking Spanish, but no one's talked yet. No one's said anything to him yet, so.
Well, I will converse in his native language just because that's what he's taught. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. We have information on where his leg is.
He nods kind of gravely. He says, yes, come with me. Then he just turns smartly on his heel and heads back to his tent. You still have, like, guards around you who are still paying very close attention. But, again, no one's got a gun pointed directly at you. Hold on just a minute, guys. My wife's out here. Let me see if she needs something.
She is also confused by the outside, having never been there. Oh, my God, what's the grass? Where's the ceiling? No, not what's happening. Okay.
I've quick AFK myself back in a moment.
She's keeping apprised that the new outside cats have encountered the enemy. There are other outside cats. All right. So he invites you in to his basically it's a tent area. It's one of the larger ones though. He says, "Have you had a meal today? It's not much, but it's good hearty fare." One of his aides hands him a bowl of beans and some shreds of tortilla, and it's good. He eats some of it and motions if you want any.
Take some to not be impolite.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, same here.
Chunky meat, yes.
Yep. Yes, we are running low on provisions. Our supply lines have encountered a hiccup, some problem with a church burning and causing issues. But so far, your countrymen have been fairly disposed to trading with us. But yes, that is not why you're here. You have information.
Why are you here? Is a question.
Well. We stand ready. Our leader, Santiago, you didn't know that
Santiago
he led
Santiago de la Hora. Oh my god!
Santana, in case he needs our military force to free his leg, we are here.
And that is the only reason that Santa Ana is in this state?
I can't speak of military actions to... to everyone, you understand. I do not wish to be impolite as a host, but there are matters that must be not talked about openly. You will, of course, if you are of this area, you could be spies, you could be, who knows, any number of things. And there he's starting to drift Russian again. But yes, it's information.
Do you speak English at all?
Oh, well, yes, I do.
Okay. So, yeah, I will stop translating and say, yes. Hey,
he drops his accent entirely. Yes, I was educated at one of your fine universities.
Oh, so, yeah.
No America doesn't have fine universities.
Oh, touche.
I think he was talking to you, Canadian. You're one of your fine universities. All right, yeah, so now everybody can talk to him. Mm-hmm. Yes, well, we have information relating to his leg that we wish to give to him.
Oh, that is good. He has his way of discerning where his leg is not entirely accurate, but it gets him close. And from there, he relies upon word of mouth, rumors. Occasionally, we pay for information. Is that what you're looking for? If it is good information, we're willing to pay. This campaign is costing us Quite a bit.
Or Illatoon Shrug.
That's where we come to the nub of the matter. Although if he had his leg back, would he be have any more interest in this part of the country?
This part? No. No, no. He wishes to retake the territories that were taken from him before his life comes to an end. He is getting long in the tooth. He still has his supporters. Those are willing to follow him, but perhaps so, not so much longer.
If he had the leg, therefore, he would depart back south and not come any further north and encounter any more of the cities.
We are not expansionistic. We just want back what was ours. Waging war here is costly. The supply lines are long. As I said, we have suffered some disruption. Not that it makes us weak by any means. He is quick to cover.
Well, I'm sure I don't know anything about that.
What do you know about that? But yes, let us discuss. You have a fee, I assume. It's always about the money. Always about the money. There's no honor anymore. No honor.
It is not always about the money.
No. What is it about this time, then? I want the leg, yes.
It could be about money. I take out the Smith and Robos catalog and start flicking through it.
Perhaps I inadvertently spoke for my companions. Please do go on.
No, you, please speak. What is it you want?
Yeah, it is. I'll put it back here long. It is more about we are wanting to establish peace in this area. There's been some disruption across the lines already. There are some people with prospects further south from where we are right now who are obviously unable to stake their claims because of the disruption caused by Santiana seeking this leg. So we are merely wanting to put an end to the problems in the area.
He laughs. Oh, yes, I'm sure we have caused some distress to your area, but you are not without the problems before we came. I understand from your news that you had a small war in this place called Fanshan. You had rail wars, I believe you call it, going on. He laughs. He says, hey, we are a minor nuisance in comparison to some that you've had already. Us leaving, it will not stop that.
I mean, some of which can be blamed on us. Yes.
But our mission here would be over if we were to have the leg returned to our leader, yes?
Okay. Again, it's possibly only a matter of working out how is the best way to achieve this.
Do you have the leg, or just information to the leg?
I wish to speak to Santa Anna about this rather than you.
Hmm.
I do not know that you will give him the leg and stop the campaign.
Ah, you wouldn't be. You wouldn't be. You touch me in the place of feeling no honor. He shakes his head, but understandable. But I must ask some questions first, just to make sure. You are not luring in here.
It is this high. It is made out of, it looks like cork. It's got to be like this.
What color is the top and what color is the heel?
Blah, blah, blah. I don't.
Yeah, as you tell him. Oh, then you have seen it. This is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I will send for Santana. You come from the town. He points roughly in the direction of perdition.
Yep.
It may take him several days to arrive. We will send word at that town when he is here. Fair?
Okay.
Yes.
That sounds
in
fair, yes.
In the meantime, we will be augmenting our forces here in case, as you have little trust of me, I have as much trust of you. This may still be a ploy. You may be paid by these so-called Texans now. So we will protect our leader. But if this is acceptable, he puts his hand forward.
Okay, yeah, I'll shake it.
Yeah.
Very well. 3 days should be sufficient. We will send the word.
I will point out that the leg is not in the town over there, so overrunning the town.
Again, you see that his eyes are wounded from the aspersions you're casting upon him. Oh, he puts his hand over his heart. Oh, such little trust.
Forgive my companion's rudeness. He did not mean to cast any doubts on your honor or integrity, sir. You're just merely pointing out that for our own safety, the leg has been relocated somewhere where it should be safe.
Good. It seems that you think shrewdly. That is good. If you wish to perhaps lessen any misunderstanding, we have a shopping list that perhaps you can fulfill. We are willing to pay, of course, but perhaps your town would not like our soldiers to come into it. It may cause problems, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
He hands
you. When I got back, I was going to advise some of the shops here that they may be interested in sending that someone out here anyway. So
he hands you a list, and he hands you. Well, he has his aides bring a wooden footlocker. He says, "This is what we are offering for payment for what we need on that list. I feel this is fair. If you will pass this along to the town and see what can be fulfilled."
As long as you understand that, as you've been through these towns already, you know that hard-pressed to get food out here, and it is not exactly cheap.
Yes, I still feel this should be sufficient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the prices are somewhat more than you'd expect then. Yeah, more than we would expect, too.
You have problems growing crops here. Your cattle, they are weak and small. You do not have good land here. It's poisoned, it seems.
Yes.
Not my head.
Yes. So I take I scan the list. How outrageous is his list?
It's not. Cattle, pig, sheep, barrels of water, a few sundries, things like bars of soap, some tack and harnesses for horses. He's not asking for anything like ammo or guns. It's all just very maintenance level stuff. It's a fairly extensive list. But the numbers that he's looking for are certainly not something that's going to bankrupt your town. It's something that a couple of ranchers, if they got together, could fulfill the meat portions. Your general store could probably fulfill everything else.
I was saying we should give the list to Munson and go, "Hey, you deal with it. You're used to this sort of thing."
Nothing untoward. I mean, it's an extensive list, but it's not like it's going to deplete your entire town or anything. And if you remember, Perdition has never mind. That wasn't Perdition. That was Camden when I was thinking they just came upon us. A whole herd of cattle from a certain cattle barons.
They have sold some of it to Perdition by now. We've been away a while.
They may have.
I'll just wait here. We'll just pop up to Camden. We can get the store. It might take more than a few days, though.
But you know, the list is nothing that's gonna permanently harm the town or anything. I mean, big lists, but you have no idea what he's willing to pay. He's just handed over this wooden footlocker.
It's filled with wooden feet. Ones which people try to pass off as Santa Ana's leg.
Yeah. All the cork legs that people have brought to us.
Look, this one's made of stone, and it's a hand.
But, you know, and business concluded, you will pass some pleasantries if anyone wants to stay longer. Otherwise, you're escorted out of the camp when you're ready to go.
Yep. I got nothing else to say to this guy. I don't think I can think of something else to say to him that will wound his honor again. So I think I'm out of things.
Be happy to leave when we get the leg, except for you. You die. Yes, just you. You honorless bastard.
I'm surprised he didn't ask to search the wagon. How competent is this guy?
Well, you were all in the tent.
How do we distract the vicious, vicious round circular beast that they have left on the contraption? We go outside, we take the thing with us on the way back, we open it up and go, $3.
It's fair. You know, it's probably not exactly market value, but for the bulk they're looking for, your shop, various shop owners and cattle barons might still be more than willing to take it. It's various bags of ghost rock, some gold nuggets, silver coins, but, you know, Mexicali stamp, but still worth the silver.
Ghost rock.
Yeah, a few bags. Bags of ghost rock.
Yeah, we might swap out some of our money for the ghost rock.
Ghost rock's more useful than money.
Well, we haven't used it.
Well, the rest of us as we have. Yeah, for me, certainly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for you to keep... right now you're still running the steam wagon mostly off coal.
Mm.
Yeah, to give it that little extra boost, having some ghost rock around might be useful.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll take that back.
Sure. If you spread it around the different merchants in town, there's more than enough people that are willing to take advantage of what's offered and pay, assuming that you actually give fair value for the ghost rock that you take out.
Yeah. Hey, one of the brothels might want to visit out there, too.
All right. You could actually exchange some of that with banknotes if you want, since Perdition has a bank now. So it's not like you have to have the gold or silver on you. You can just get a banknote for what you've got stashed.
So I'm going to rob on our way out of town. Excellent.
All right. No, people are happy enough to do it. Mostly they're a little hesitant about, you know, they're going to have to deliver the stuff because, of course, they don't want the soldiers in town. But there are enough brave merchants that are hungry for the pay to do that.
That's what I was going to suggest to them, because I know someone's going to say, on the one hand, I'm risking life limb. On the other hand, money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're merchants. Money.
Yeah.
And I'm willing to go back and forth with the steam wagon anyway.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're willing to provide a little help along the way, then we're definitely willing to do this then. So you get a little bit of goodwill worked out between you and the soldier base. Although... Luke, on some of your transports there back and forth, you do have some of the soldiers ask if Perdition has a bar. Some of the soldiers there seem to be wanting to enjoy some nightlife, but their commander or the lieutenant Antonio is like, no, we're respecting the town. They perhaps cannot handle the full-blooded Mexicali spirit.
Well, that's not Reds. What's the other one?
The Fallen Angel.
The Fallen Angel.
Fallen Angel. They might be interested in going out there.
No, there's some goodwill that's earned there. After the second time you come through, Luke, they don't really even raise their arms towards you anymore, and they're happy to see you. They've been subsisting mostly off beans and rice because their supply lines have been damaged for some reason. So they're very happy to get the meat in. You also find
the best involved. We can't possibly comment.
You also find just strategically that their commanding officers seem to be taking great care into not making the populace any particular city or area destitute by taking things. Okay, so along the way, when they've had to take meat, etc., they have left behind money. I mean, in some cases, whether the people want it or not, they've done it. But there's been surprisingly little force taken as they're moving forward, except when, of course, they're attacked. I mean, they give like for like, it seems.
Mm.
Anyway, you've become kind of a fixture around the camp by this time, Luke. So on your last trip there, you actually... The lieutenant tells you that, oh, yes, we have got confirmation. Our great leader will be here, should arrive tomorrow. If you wish to tell your people this, it'll save us having to send a soldier into town.
No problem. All right.
If you and your companions would wish to dine with us, say a late dinner, perhaps then we can, you can give the information to Santa Ana then.
Right.
Right.
Right. In the meantime, so you've got several days there. Is there anything you were trying to do to prepare? Eddie does say that, you know, he was able to find the caverns just fine. He found a good location that he was able to put it in that he doesn't think anyone will be able to get to.
We just our luck. Yeah, let's go and look at these caves for no reason whatsoever.
Does that ghoul have a cork leg? He's leading other ghouls, and somehow your bullets don't seem to be able to affect them anymore.
Honestly, I can't think of anything I want to do in the town or to prepare for this, so I'm happy for whenever.
The one thing I'll ask someone to look into is just so when is the next open day, or when are the open days at Lost Angels, so we know when to go.
That's clever.
Basically. Yeah, and get some sort of plain clothes and probably won't take the speed wagon. It'll probably take some horses rather than speed wagon.
Cause... Well, you guys want to ask around? Just anyone in town that maybe have gone to any of the meetings or anything?
We can ask Paul, who used to work for the guy that we broke out of.
Yes.
Well, you know.
We broke him. Just go. We broke him.
Yes, your surviving witness, we'll call him. No, yeah, Paul is actually, he says that anyone can go into Lost Angels. I mean, they do spot inspections, but we do have merchants that come through quite often. So if you're carrying a wagon, expect that it will be searched, but they will let people in basically any time. You have to state what you're there for. Residents are given 24 hours to do your business and leave unless you've got written permission. Otherwise, every Saturday and Sunday, we hold collections and recruitments where we invite people to come to hear the good word of the word of Grimes. He's almost, you know, he says good word of, and then he thinks better of it. So the word of Grimes, culminating with a feast Saturday evening before Mass on Sunday. Or a meeting on Sunday, it wouldn't be Mass. He's not Catholic.
Well, we don't know what is this after all.
But yes, getting into Lost Angels is not really an issue. Just have a good reason to be there. And you'll get a 24-hour stay without any hassle. After that, if you're caught on the streets... And they check your paperwork. If you're there longer than 24 hours, there may be some issue, unless you, again, have a good reason. They do patrol this pretty strongly. They have, you have police here. I know the couple of men that work in the office now, but a handful of men for a few hundred people. It's probably more than a couple hundred people now in Perdition. But in Lost Angels, that is a much higher ratio. They have many patrols, many soldiers. But if you do not give them reason, you don't give them reason to harass you, they're polite enough.
Do we want to check with Munson and see if he's going to get us a good cover to get in there? Because he's probably got lots of reasons to go there.
Is it on the code? Oh, yes, it must be. Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah. We can just go with him for a visit for a day.
Well, are we not just going to go? We want to see Grimes, right?
Well, it would be useful to attend one of his masses, but obviously we don't want to, as it were, partake of the communion.
Are you talking to him about this when you say you want to see Grimes? Is that done in earshot of...
Yeah, I mean, I am discussing this here and now.
Oh, well, he says, well, no one sees Grime until he has his sermons on Sundays.
Yeah.
So we go in at a sermon then.
Just want to go and sit in on one of his sermons and see what it's like.
And he'll do if we go on the recruitment day, then... We do not even need an excuse.
Right.
Well, we don't want to have any kind of expectation that we might be recruited, though.
Yeah, Paul looks a little squeamish when you're talking about this in front of him. He says, if you're there for the sermon, you'll be expected to partake of the bread and wine. And there, I've had this duty myself. There are people there to ensure that you take it.
The bread and Tyr- wine. So?
Tyr looks expectant. Ooh, yay.
Well, I only mention this as you've come to show me how wrong Grimes' teachings were. I'm fairly certain that there is something about the wine and the bread that affects. I always come out of there feeling more sure that Grimes is right and that his word is good and true and. That I want to follow him. It seems those feelings are enhanced after these spiritual gatherings. I don't know if it's simply his words or taking of the sacrament, but I wanted to give you fair warning.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Can I make potions?
Yes.
You need an edge to make potions like that.
Okay. But no, I can't have potions in. I was just going to have some sort of potion of dispel to basically negate whatever he's going to give us. Because dispel is what I do at the moment, so.
Well, you can take your box and just press it when they give us stuff.
It's not exactly silent. Or subtle. It emits a kind of resonating frequency. You may notice that.
Ooh, I'm afraid I could not hear that over the noise it was making.
Isn't there a card which gives you an any edge?
Sarah has a card that allows her to look through the deck and find a card.
There is something which says how you take an edge. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I use that at some point to get to make the potions, if I need an edge to make potions, I could use that card to give me the edge to make the potions. It's an idea.
Wait, don't you have Gadgeteer or something already?
I'm Mad Scientist. Well, you're the one who said I had to have an edge to make potions.
Yes, okay, but don't you have something else already which says, hey, you can make up a thing? Oh, no, that was...
I don't know my schools very well.
Oh, there you go. MacGyver, I think. But no, that's not.
MacGyver means you get out of situations.
Yeah.
Just with a few simple tools. Improvise what I need with note when need for a tool. Help to escape from death traps, weapons, smash some bizarre need, or otherwise create something that's needed when such a thing is actually present. Yeah, this is sort of, seems like a prepare ahead of time sort of
thing. I mean, if we're talking matter, I also have Turncoat. Your hero convinces or bribes a mind foe to perform a small favor. The small favor being, hey, I'm not going to ensure that you drink these things.
Yeah, there are ways to do it. I mean, you could even use sleight of hand to make it look like you've eaten and drank. I mean, that's...
Yeah, because of all of us good with our stealthiness.
I'm just saying, there are ways to get around it once you're there. I mean, you can certainly plan for things, but, you know, Paul's just offering up that he thinks there might be a little something fishy about the
wine.
Which
is why I'm thinking the dispel would be a very useful thing to have as potions. Swig, and then go, ha ha ha, I don't care what you give me. Nya, nya, nya. It's an option.
Well, for dinner with Santa Ana, are you doing anything special?
Besides getting dressed up.
All right. You're dressing nice for it?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you dressing card nice?
I'm really contemplating dressing card nice. But before...
Love interest.
Yet another one.
love interest on Grimes.
Before we go to dinner, what exactly do we want Santa Ana to do?
can you go away now, please? That is really all I was hoping to get out of this. I have not thought about any sort of material reward beyond that. If there is something that we can...
Oh, right. I thought you were saying to Paul, can you go away, please?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No.
Paul's like, I don't want to hear it. No, don't draw me into your machinations. I don't want to die.
No. I just want to make sure that I have everything straight on the page, because if I do go in there dressed for bear, I want to make sure that that it's not wasted.
Yes, as I say, only can you go away and leave us alone. That is the only thing I have really.
Yeah. I got
I mean, we could ask him to provide a contingent of soldiers to attack Los Angeles when we do our thing. Oh, you should not be hearing this, Paul. Can you go away, please? Yes, Paul's, I know, exactly.
Paul's ran out of the room, fingers in his ears, screaming, no, I want to live!
Yes, and we cannot ask for a favor that he bring some people back in a month or so for this, or in months.
About 4 months. Yeah.
More than that.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, it was summer, high... Summer solstice, was it?
Just high, it's stinking. If there's a niche for potion making, I'm not finding it.
Alchemy. Deadlands specific.
I'm looking in Deadlands. Where's alchemy?
Is that going to be under weird scientists? Or mad scientist? Anyway, yeah. That is the only thing I can think of that I would possibly want out of it, and even that is I do not know how we would do it, because they would have to be in a boat or in the city itself, and then we would flood it or cause the earthquake or whatever else is going to happen, and they would have just as high a chance of dying in that, so we would just be increasing the number of people we are killing off that way, and that is not necessarily something I wish to happen.
Yeah, the alchemy edge requires you to have knowledge of chemistry at a D8 or higher.
The card means you can take any edge relevant of the prerequisites.
Yep, that's true. Yep.
That's why I'm thinking of it. Otherwise, not a chance.
Did you find it?
Yeah, I've got the alchemy. Okay. I'm looking at it now.
At any rate, dinner with... the great leader. Any plans for that?
So, as I say, is there anything we want? I mean, Sarah has asked the question. You have not really responded there, Luke.
I'm just mainly concerned about Texas. We tell him to sod off and go, he goes and invades Texas, then Texas is going to have a whole lot of trouble. He's not going to be as nice to Texas as he has been to us lot. Excuse me for thinking of other people.
That is very unlike you.
So, what we want is for him to just basically go away.
Bugger off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Without causing any more problems.
Right. I doubt that's going to happen.
Really? Why?
For some reason, I don't think he's just going to turn around and leave just because I end up turning on the charm.
But he only came here to get his leg.
You're pretty charming. You can be pretty charming there, Sarah.
We believe he only came for his leg. I mean, yeah. Once he has that.
And then he will go and turn on Texas.
Yes.
We can, of course, warn Texas that he's coming. Not that he's going to be subtle about it.
Well, keep in mind that historically also Texas was just, you know, basically carved out of their empire recently through some wars. That was basically taken by force from them. So, you know, however you feel about that, there is no United States per se. So,
and it's not exactly that it's had a huge amount of time to repopulate.
No, it has not. Yeah.
No, and yeah. Okay. So we just want him to just leave leave the coast alone and concentrate on Texas. Okay.
I have thought of something that we could ask him for. Machine gun bullets, because we have a machine gun, but I do not know that we have actually got any ammo for it, nor do I know that we're actually going to use it for anything.
I thought we did have bullets.
You were able to get a box of ammo for it.
Oh, okay, then we do not need that. Yeah. I have not thought of anything.
Maybe play nice with investors come and don't hassle your people right outside if they're having to set up a brothel or something on the... on the canyons there, or whatever it is that he was going to do.
Who? What? Must have missed something.
The guy that we went down south for?
Oh, him. Right. Yes, yeah. I see. we could be nice towards him, yes.
Well, it's basically just don't hassle them, is basically what it comes down to. Just, you know, try and just establish the free trade you had before. And possibly reparations to people you killed along the way, as long as they went war. Well, yeah, reparations to people along the way when you go back. That's about it, really. Otherwise, yeah, take back what you got from, take back Texas. Oh, I don't care.
All right. Well, it doesn't seem like you've got anything specific that you want. Just a few conditions upon his withdrawal.
Go away and leave us alone and take your plot line and disappear from the story.
All right. Good enough. Well, let's Sharon's asked for a break here. Let's take a break before we start in the meeting with Santa Ana. And
we're all going to go and get things to eat before our characters go and get things to eat.
Exactly.
I've eaten stuff, so I'm not worried.
Neither am I, but it was a joke made for the purposes of joke.
I am going to close this call so that I can close the recording, then take five or so, and I'll call everyone back. Okay.
Immediately in case, hey, people who aren't going anywhere want to talk to us.
That's fine. We can do that. All right.
Bye.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incompetech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamstealmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.